Today is the 30th of the 1st, 2017. I'm interviewing Gordon John Lambert, a retired maintenance engineer of Hastings. Gordon, would you like to tell us something about your family?
Good morning. I've been studying my family history for quite a few years now, and I've come to find that my grandfather, which is George Lambert, come from Birmingham in England. And he came out to New Zealand, arrived in Napier on a ship called the Montmorency. There is a bit of a story about the Montmorency, which caught fire and they dragged it out to sea. And actually there is a mark out by the chicken shop on Ahuriri there that is marked where the ship is laying still. My grandfather was an engineer as well. He worked as a bellmonger to start with out at Awatoto. He lived in East Clive. Not sure, I haven't really found the house or anything, any evidence. He lived there. And his wife came out a few years later, and her name was Elizabeth Ford. Her ship that she came out, which came into Napier, was the Shishillin. She came out with her brother and his wife and a child. Can't remember when Granddad met up, but he got married and eventually had 10 children. Most of them were born at Clive, some in Hastings. And the third child, I think it was Frances, the girl, the only girl they had, passed away when she was probably about 6 months old. So they had the 9 boys. My father was the third, the youngest. And he was a labourer and he worked for the council. Used to be a council yard in Southampton Street. Well, that's where we lived, in one of the little houses there. But my dad, who was married to Beatrice Allen, his first wife, she was killed in the 1931 earthquake. She worked in Hannah's shoe shop. She was 46. Her name's up on the town clock, Beatrice Lambert. And a few years later, my dad met my mum. My mum was a lot younger than my dad, quite a bit. And anyway, they started to have a family, and my eldest brother was born in 1934, round about. And there's 9 in our family. I've got 3 sisters and 5 brothers, and I'm the youngest of them all. I was born 1946, October 46, and I lived in Southampton Street.
I was just trying to place whereabouts those yards were in Southampton Street.
You know where the school is? If you're going down Southampton Street and the school's on the right, there's a few little houses along there. Well, it was directly opposite. There's a little yard in there and he worked there. We lived in that house. I was born in 46, as I was saying. And 10 months later, my dad died. So I was only 10 months. And Mum had all these kids to look after. So it was a bit of a battle for her. And about 4, when I was 4, the government actually got us a housing, new house, and we moved down to Nelson Street. It was 504 Nelson Street. It was a big old house, but it was good. We all fitted in there, and then we all gradually moved out, getting married and away from Mum. And Mum, in the end, went into a smaller little house, 2-bedroom house somewhere.
During those years, did you play any sport?
Yes, I played rugby for about 8 years probably. Played for Hastings High School Old Boys. That's where I met Keith. Yeah, that was about the only sport I got. And then I got married.
So where did you meet your wife?
Well, before I left school, my brother-in-law got me a job after school with an engineering firm. I was just going in there cleaning up the yard and sweeping up after all the workers. Then in the holidays, he wanted me to go down not full-time, do a few hours each day, so that was good, and that's where I got interest in engineering. Really didn't like it at school, but this is sort of, when you get out into the workshop, it's a different story. So I ended up, when I was 15, I left school and got an apprenticeship with Charlie Powell. Powell, yes. Engineering, end of Warren Street. And anyway, during my apprenticeship there, Heather, his wife, used to come down and do the books and do the wages a couple of days a week. She used to bring along her daughter, and I got chatting with the daughter, and she used to bring the pay slips out. And after a couple of years, we sort of met at a dance. They used to have these dances at the St. Matthew's Hall, and so we got together, and that's how I met my wife. Charlie had the engineering business. Halfway through my apprenticeship, he sold, and there's a firm called McIntosh Brothers from Palmerston North. They took over. So I worked for them for another 3 or 4 years, and then I decided it was time to... wasn't moving along there. I needed money. I had a wife and a kid. So I got a job at Timona Freezing Works. I was there for 25 years doing a maintenance engineering job. And then, of course, it closed down in 94, I think it was. So So after it closed down, I got a job working for Tom Deere Tractors. I worked for him for nearly 10 months, and he sort of got quiet, ran out of work. So I said, well, I can find other work, been offered other work. So I said, I'll take that until you get busy and I'll come back. But he never called me back, but I stayed at Napier Engineering Contractors, and I was there for 15 years. I was there until I worked my way up to be a foreman, and then after being made a foreman about a year later, they made both foremans redundant. So I had to leave there, and I got a job at Locor, and I was working in the tanneries in Coventry Road. I was working there for about 7 years until I retired. I retired at the end of 2016, just had 1 year of retirement, and that was a busy one. So I hope this one's a bit quieter and I can do a few more jobs around home.
Yes, looking back on your time with the freezing industry, it was hard to believe that a place like that could ever close down, wasn't it?
Yeah, I always thought it was permanent. That's why I went there. You know, not going on the chains or anything like that wasn't permanent. So being an engineer, I thought it was more permanent. I would never get fired from there. I'd really stay there.
But the amazing thing, and you can probably make a comment on this, was the training you gave your apprentices there was such a broad training, wasn't it?
Yeah, but they moved around in the departments, and they went with, you know, the tradesmen up on, say, into the beef house and in the mutton floor. I was in charge of the wool scour at one stage down there. They were sent down there. They've sent all departments, and then after they'd done their apprenticeship, they were given a year's work as a journeyman, and then they were sort of made, told to go and find another job. And we used to have about six apprentices going through at a time.
So, grandchildren?
Yeah, 9 grandchildren. Got 4 girls and 5 boys. The oldest one's 17, down to the youngest one is 7.
Are they all local?
Imran and Alana are in Napier, only car where they live. Well, that's Richard, that's my eldest son. And Matthew, my second son, we had 3 children, 3 boys. Matthew lives in Brisbane. They've all just been here for Christmas. Yeah, their oldest boy's coming up. He'll be 17 in May. And they got 3 boys and 1 girl. He married an Australian girl. Very nice.
And do you go across to see them?
Yes, we try to go every year. And we try to go round about nice in the winter time. June, July. But there's 4 going to watch them play sport. 3 of them play sport, still play sport, netball and rugby. So that's our chance. We try to get 3 weekends with them and we go over. Sometimes we only go once a year, sometimes we've been twice. All depends what's happening over there. We've made a few trips there.
They're in Brisbane City itself.
Brisbane, yes. He's got an engineering business over there. He started his time as a fitter welder in Hastings. He moved over there and he's got a business in stainless steel. My eldest son was a stainless steel engineer too. He worked at NEC at the same place I worked, but now he's working at the Awatodo rendering department out there.
Do you play any sports these days?
No, I play a bit of rough snooker at the clubs Hastings. I play a bit of snooker there with me mates on a Thursday night. We go down there for a laugh and a few beers.
Do you like the new club?
Yeah.
It's like a big tavern though, isn't it?
Yeah.
They had such a great opportunity of making it a place that was warm and inviting, but it's like a tavern of 30 years ago.
Now, for what I use it for, it was just like going down on a Thursday night, or we'd go down sometimes with friends, turn up, we'll go down on a Saturday night for tea. It's good. Got one more child, which is Justin, and now he's an electrician, and he lives in Havelock North, and he's got 2 girls and a boy.
Right.
And his girl is the youngest, the 7-year-old. So, do you want me to tell me about my brothers and sisters?
Yes.
I can't remember the actual date they were born, but Reg is my eldest brother, and then Belda is my eldest sister. Now, Reg passed away a few years ago. Belle's still with us. Ivan is the 3rd one. He's still with us. Then we go to, must be the twins, Lorna and Myra. Then go to Les. Les passed away. He was 52 when he passed away. 94, it was the same year that the works closed.
Mm.
And he was at the works too.
Yes.
Then after that, was Bob. Bob's still alive. He's, well, we're all retired now. Bob's living by himself. And then I got Peter, born a year before me, and then me. like I say, Reg was an auctioneer as a job. He worked for turners and growers in them days.
Well, your mother must have had a handful with all of you boys.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think Reg was only about 13 when Dad died.
So, you know, she supported the family and she worked?
Yeah, she went out house cleaning.
She really? You know,
she did two or three a day, you know.
And when you hear today of some of the families who say, oh, we need help, we need... They don't know they're alive, do they?
No. They don't know how hard it was.
I know.
You know, we didn't have anything. If we wanted anything, we had to make it ourselves. And just doing the lawns, you know, and hand mower. When it got down to my turn, because all the other, the older, that was all right. But when it got down to my turn to doing the lawn mower, with a hand mower, that was a bit rough. I was an apprentice then, so I bought a motor mower for it. Got that one out of the way. We had a big hedge we had to cut.
Quite a big section here, isn't it?
Yeah, 3.5 acres actually.
And what do you do with the land?
Oh, the big house here, we got a little cottage behind us. It's rented out. We got 1/2 acre of orchard over here, and then the other 2 acres down the back is rented out to the Epicureans.
That's kind of spot. That's my association with the house, because it was new those days. That was back in the 60s.
Yeah, well, I reckon it was built in the 50s, and we had a friend around. Oh, we had a barbecue. Oh, no, it was my 60th birthday. Huh? We had friends around, and one of our friends is a carpenter, and he worked on the house. He come into the house, he says, I did all the architrave all around this, all around the floors, as an apprentice.
It's a small world, isn't it?
Yeah.
So any other highlights of your life that you've forgotten about? You were never in the army?
No, I missed out the army by one day. Ballot. Only one brother got in. That was Ivan. He got into it.
Now, obviously, you're interested in the history of your family because I see you bought very large numbers of photos and books of all sorts of things to the Knowledge Bank for copying and digitalising them.
Yeah. Well, all the photos come about by Ray Lambert, whose father was Herbert, and he was the youngest of the big family. Ray was sort of the only one we had any contact with. Well, I did had contact because all the others were all older than me, and Ray was the only one I had contact with, really. And it was Ray's dad, who was a photographer. All the photos and negatives I took in, I was looking after them when Ray had to shift house into Swansea Village. So they asked me if I could look after all their photos, so I did, and actually went through some of them. But I should have gone through earlier while Ray was alive, but it wasn't until after Ray died, I thought, well, what am I going to do with all this stuff? So I'll go through it. I found a few bits and pieces. I could find a few photographs of my grandfather I'd never seen before, uncles. There's a few interesting photos there of earthquakes and places around. But did have an exhibition in town, apparently, in council buildings of all his photos.
So he was a hobby photographer?
Yeah, he worked with my granddad. And they had a shop in Carrimer Road. Granddad was a blacksmith, gunsmith, and Herbert had, they're all combined, but Herbert had the bicycle shop.
So what was your grandfather's name?
George Lambert. I got bits and pieces of what I could find. When Ray died, he had another shed full of stuff out at Tollymarsh Road, and so his wife and I, my sister and my wife, we went down and helped her clean it out, sort all the stuff out that they didn't want and went into auctioneers. And that's where I found a few more photos of that he had done.
So was Ray Lambert married?
Yep.
What was his wife?
Maureen Atkinson.
Earl Smith.
You know Leanne Smith?
Yes.
That's my sister.
Ah, yes, and I knew your other sister too.
Myra,
twin.
Yes. Up to Reg, I think.
We're talking about
Ray and Maureen.
Ray
died 2014 or 15. Maureen's alive.
Yes. Is she still at
Swansea Village?
See those photos? That's a Potongatha when the bridge was being built.
The Atkinsons, they lived outside White Buckarau. They were racehorse people. Ray was giving away a lot of stuff. I got all his tools. I got 3 or 4 toolboxes of tools there. He was an electrician. He worked in the Hawke's Bay Power Board. Well, in the appliance, you know, repairs on the appliance.
Yeah.
And we used to take our electric blanket. You know, he used to do them.
You say you've got all the other photos.
Yeah. I had all hers, but I separated all hers and took them back to her when I bought all the photos in just before Christmas. Because they were no good to me, because it was about an overseas trip, mainly.
Yes, yes.
And they're all slides. I was all more interested in the negatives. So I told you about the story about some of the negatives, and It had Holden's in the cemetery. They must have a plot on the farm. It had headstone and it had Holden's.
This is up at Tikitino.
Yeah, and there's a few photos of the house and that. But it had Holden on the box, which is good. And then I saw the headstone, so that was pretty good. And then I saw the house. There's a photo of the house. Now, before Christmas there, the wife and I went for a drive and they had open homes at Tikitino for the gardens. And we went to this Holden's farm and I just started to walk up towards the house and I said to my wife, I've seen that house before. I've never been there. I've seen it. She said, where? I said, I don't know. I said, this is the negatives that I've got. I'm sure. So I come home that night, found the box that had Holden's on it. And sure enough, here's the house of a Holden's place with no gardens around it, or just a fence right around it. So I rang them up, told them. And they'd come in before Christmas and they were going to try and get some of them developed because they had a 95-year-old or a 90-year-old member of the family still going and they wanted him to recognise it, see if he knew anything. Because there was a lot of photos of people in there and I didn't know who they were. Objects or anything like that, I can, you know.
But if you hadn't looked at the negatives, you wouldn't have recognised the house?
No, I wouldn't have gone down. Yeah. No. And then there was the one on the Lowry's, but I haven't really, didn't pick up any.
Was this through a horse association?
It was photography.
Of course, Lowry the photographer. Never rang a bell.
Oh, is there?
There was a Lowry, a photographer.
Oh, well, he must have been a mate of Herbert's.
Pat Lowry? But there was a Lowry that the wedding photos. I'm pretty sure it was a Lowry that was a photographer.
And there was a photo of two Lowry twins, it said. And they were both dressed up in Highland fling things, girls.
Yes.
Yeah. But I gave that back to Maureen because he says, well, you go through that. And there's a few things I didn't know.
Yes.
I says, if you can name some of these and that things, and then I can take them.
So Maureen was the contact with the Lowry family, was she?
Well, I don't know. You know, I don't know how they got contact
because
with the Holdens. I had a big box full of photos of horses and of hers and a cup that a horse had won. And all those photos were taken in the 1920s. So that would have been Herbert, Ray's dad. I don't know how he would have got out there.
It'd be fascinating when it's all collated.
Yeah.
You'll need to get you in to come and identify some of the people we don't know.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
so I can just tell you a bit about my family. Well, Reg was an auctioneer. I said that before. Val was a typist in an office when she met Lan. Ivan used to work for the Union Steamship Company in the office, you know. The twins, they both worked in, one worked at Dalgetty's, one worked at Blackmore's clothing shop. Les was a car painter. We all took apprenticeships, the younger ones. Les took a car painting. Bob was a joiner. Peter did panel beating. And then I took up engineering.
So that pretty well covers everything. You're retired now at 70. You could have another 25 years here.
Well, I'd hope so. I'm not a computer man. So that's what I want to try and do is start learning. I used to, when I was a foreman, I was doing work on the computer, but all I had to do was the timesheets and job sheets, you know, and organise the jobs and organise the guys. But that was sort of a set little program. I didn't do anything
repetition.
Else. My mum's dad, they came out from Liverpool in 1910, arrived in Auckland on Sussex, and then they moved down to Gisborne. John Houghton, he was a gardener. That was my grandfather's father. So my grandfather went to the First World War. It was Robert Houghton and his brother Joseph Houghton. Both went to the war. Both come back fighting in Europe. Granddad was married and had gone to the war before my mum was born, just before. She was born in 1916 on Christmas Day. Anyway, when he came back, they had another child. Her name was Ruth Walters. And anyway, it wasn't long after that his wife died of that flu that was around. Black, he lost his wife. And in that time there, he was single again. So his father, John, adopted my mum and her sister and brought them down to Hastings. And he worked in the Frimley Gardens. And so they lived down Fitzroy Avenue and she grew up here. And then after, at some stage, when mum, I think she was only 17 when she got married, and his sister went back to Gisborne. At all, I think.
Things like this black flu and there was other epidemics we had because we didn't have the medicines to cure, but there were lots of families that were broken by the mother or the father dying, and there were adoptions amongst families. Well, I guess it was a necessity.
You know, the story about Robert Houghton, my grandfather on my mother's side, he went to the war and I didn't realise there was anything. I've got a photo of him in his army uniform, but a few years ago there was an article in the Gisborne paper saying that the RSA and Nelson have got some medals that belong to three Gisborne soldiers, and one of them happened to be my grandfather, Robert Skilling Houghton. If anyone, you know, make inquiries, so I rang him up and he says, yeah, well, you're the only one that's called. And he says, well, all the information I need is you give me his army numbers and information you can. He said, you have to have the okay from all the other family members, and he said, send me some information. So I did this and I got all the information, rang my cousins and my brothers and sisters, and they all okayed to say, yeah, no, that's good. So we sent an email down to them and they sent the medal to me, which is good. There was only the one medal. Apparently there's two. One's a victory medal. I don't know what the other one was called. So I had a replica made of the second one, and so now I've got it all mounted up in a frame, and the service he did where he went to, I've got that mounted and a photo of him and the medals. And I photocopied them all and I gave them all to all the families so they can have a look. So and I wore the medals to the 100th year. That was good.
Oh, that's been most interesting. Yeah.